Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, everybody, let's hang tight and look for landing radar.
Flight guidance.
No guidance.
We'll need that landing radar by 18,000 with this soundtrack.
Roger.
On the pings.
Roger, I copy guidance.
Okay,
we got data back.
Radar flight looks good.
Roger.
2,000 feet.
Roger. 2,000 foot delta H. Your gunner goes based on the data you had for an LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're yelling fine.
Okay, retro.
Go.
Fido.
Go.
Guide.
Go.
Control.
Go.
Telcom.
Go.
GNC.
Go.
Econ.
Go.
Surgeon.
Go.
Capcom. We're go to continue. PDI.
Coming to you live from the ghost-filled Sierra Nevada gold country in Shingle Springs, California, this is your host, John Almada.
At the Pioneer Cemetery and did a little ghost hunting, and I see Bella Rose out there, Liquology Radio Live, good to see you, and Luna Woman, and some guy from GRI Paranormal could be hosting the show. That's me. My name is John Almada, and I run Ghost Rider Investigations out of this little hamlet, and we have plenty of them out here. Did some pretty interesting EVP work today, and also helped with a lock-in set of keys with an actual living person who was with me at the cemetery. So she's probably laughing there at her little spot in the universe. So anyway, all was well that ended well. We went to a haunted cafe, the Cosmic Cafe, how appropriate, and had a nice lunch and then came back. And the good folks of AAA came out and opened up the car and got her all ensconced. So we had quite a day. It's been interesting. She's laughing in the chat room. Anyway, we've got an interesting guest on here in just a short while. We have John Lucas. He does healings. This is a very interesting gentleman. Basically able to do healings remotely anywhere, and he's been on a healing journey for about 30 years. That's taken him from one coast of this great country to the other, and from Sarasota to the East Coast, to Santa Cruz on the west, and places everywhere in between. And he says it's been a pretty great journey, wondrous, in fact, and has learned from some of the most fascinating and enlightened chiropractors, DOMs, which I don't know what that is, homeopaths, physicists, and therapists in the country. So it's going to be interesting to find out about this, because we do some remote viewing with certain members of our team. And this kind of is the opposite. We're actually talking about remote healing, actually able to cause action at a distance rather than just to observe something at a distance. So I think this is going to be a great show. We're also going to do just a real brief, because I think he has dialed in So we're just going to go through real speed through our normal news items and things like that. Last show I talked to you guys about, I was actually on watching Ghost Whisperer. That came out in 2005, and I have missed that all this time, and then suddenly it became available on the channels I watch on DirecTV, and I'm totally hooked now. I'm totally enjoying this. So it's good to see some paranormal fiction out there. Also, it's some news from the folks that run the what was the American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena. They've changed the name to a new name, and I'm a member of that group. It's now called Association Transcommunication. And so they're going with a more international theme and not so much the American theme, and making a few changes. So I just got my very interesting newsletter. It publishes quarterly. And they do a lot of really interesting work with EVP and are actually into the science of EVP, why EVP happens when guys like me and gals all over the world are doing this work with spiritual energies and going out in the field and encountering apparitions, that kind of thing. So these folks have an awful lot of interesting things to say, and I really recommend you to go out and look for right now, go ahead and just Google AAEVP, and you'll find out some interesting things there. Also, we just summarized another long-standing case that we needed to get ready to go ahead and do a reveal on. Our case is over at the Truckee Hotel. We went out and did two investigations there, and that was in October 30th and also on November 21st, I believe it was, of last year. And did two evening investigations, got some amazing evidence, great EVPs. I went ahead and wrote the article last night and posted our basically our public summary and public information, along with uploaded all the really good evidence there to the GRI website. If you do get a chance, just hit our website and look for the lead story, and you will see that and be able to listen to all the EVPs that we got and look at some of the photos. Spencer Hughes, our newest member from, and he's also host of Fox Across America, he got a really interesting shot of the back of the hotel, and where there was basically these just strange swirls of light that were all moving in and around the back of the hotel, up against the actual structure. And I actually saw the pictures that just immediately preceded that and also were after that, and it was just amazing because in those two pictures that were roughly about 5 seconds apart from the one that had the apparitions, there was nothing there. So we tried to debunk that every way we could, and finally had to settle that it's unexplained, very possibly an actual picture of apparitions, some of the best stuff we've ever done. So, you know, Spencer has some real great qualities. He's going to be, matter of fact, he's heading off to New York. Fox brought him out to do some pictures and some new things with him. So I'm going to miss my buddy because he and I do an awful lot of hunting together. And we just did a trip, sort of unplanned trip to the Sebastopol. And Sebastopol is a little town north of San Francisco that has some pretty interesting stuff in it. Very kind of eclectic town, a lot of history there. And we stayed in a haunted home. Basically, it was his wife's parents' home. We're gonna go. He needed me to help him pick up a truck that was being lent to them. And unfortunately, that truck did not actually work very well. So we came back in the GRI Mustang, kind of empty-handed, but. We did get some time in doing some EVP work, got some interesting EVPs in the home, and had pictures that were turning themselves on the wall. And it's evidently this spirit that they believe is a family member likes to turn pictures on the wall as a little indicator that he's around, and we experienced that. We actually turned the they were already turned. We turned them back, made sure they were exactly level. The next morning, woke up, went out and looked, and sure enough, two of the three that we had turned back were back to being crooked again by about, oh, good 10, 15 degrees off kilter. So that was a first for us to actually see pictures doing that. And we had some interesting K2 activity that happened about right around midnight. Basically filmed that, so we're going to be putting some video of that session up on the website in the coming week or so when Spencer gets back. And I actually myself witnessed a head popping out looking at us from a distant room. I was sitting in the living room and looked out, and there was this head popping out and then popping back in real quick. And we got an EVP of a woman in there who was asking for our help. So a lot of interesting stuff there. Plenty of cases coming up. The GRI is going to be going out to Central California, one of our largest cases ever. We're going to be investigating a 50-room building, reputedly haunted to the hilt. So we're going to be calling all the team members in and have everybody out to do that. And that we're going to do a pre-investigation mid-month. And then end of the month, we go in and with every piece of equipment we have for this one. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're looking forward to that. And let's go into the chat room to see who all is there. Let's just say hello to everybody. Okay, so we have Bella and Lithology and Luna Woman still here. Good to see you guys. I'm going to jump over to the, here we go, to our call-in board. So I believe our friend is still there. So I'm going to go ahead and, if this is him, I hope it is. It's John Lucas. I'll read basically one of the paragraphs of his bio here. After 30 years in the so-called holistic or natural health field, I have developed an ability and a system using the laws of physics and tension and non-contact muscle testing to access anyone or groups of people anywhere in the world and delete the frequency or energy cause of any problem that they may have, be that physical, mental, or emotional. This includes and is not limited to virus, bacterial infections, fibromyalgia, post-traumatic stress syndrome, pain of injuries, migraines, and et cetera. The results are generally instant and immediately verified by the person being treated. And I'll just read the next one. Eliminating these frequency energy causes on call-ins to a radio program and speaking about the depths of this work make for an interview and program that people will never forget, especially when the days and weeks or years of suffering disappear in seconds. Since we're deleting only that frequency, which causes no medical type of claims, frequency causes no medical type of claims are made, nor do they need to be. So with that, we're going to go ahead and introduce John, and let's see if we have him on air here. And hello, John, are you with us?
I'm with you.
Hello, my friend. Good to see you.
Good evening.
Yeah, it's an honor to have you on the show, and looking forward to hearing all about this. I hope you were listening in to some of what we were saying and talking about the remote reading at a distance. So this is kind of new to me, the ability to cause healing at a distance.
Yeah, you were talking about the remote viewing, and I was listening to Colonel Ed Dame the other night, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, you might say this is remote deleting, and it's deleting beyond realms that there are no books on this. This has all come to me over the years, and my testing and just sitting and doing it and working with people, and it's deleting beyond cause, beyond cause, beyond cause. And there are realms and non-realms that people don't even know exist where things even start. And when you access it and delete it, when I work with somebody, my expectation is generally within a split second or seconds that their symptom is gone. Of course, I have to say symptom because I can't say I treat some disease, but with this, there's no need to make any such claim because the person tells me immediately their result.
Now, how does this actually work? I mean, do you have equipment, or are you tuning in to them, or is it a little bit of both?
Well, it's like this. I'm sitting here. I'm sitting on a big queen-size bed with a gorgeous white cat here, some dark chocolate, a glass of fizzy, I think it's cold duck, as a matter of fact, a creamy root beer, And I sit here and I do the muscle testing and I access the imprint of the person, you know, wherever they are. I've got clients in Austria, Holland, it doesn't matter. So wherever you are, you know, they call me and I, generally I've got them on the phone when I do my work, and I will go through and I'll delete a lifetime and beyond of these imprints. So I'm used to them, actually for me, what I would say is for me it's normal for them to say they don't have this back pain, they don't have a migraine, their sinus is clear up, their raging cold sore doesn't hurt. I don't make a claim, but of course when they tell me they don't have it, you know, I don't need to make a claim. If I delete the frequency and they tell me it's gone, then, you know, if gone is gone. So that's basically what I do, and I do that mentally on their, you know, mental, emotional, so-called spiritual, psychic, ancestral. I just go into all that way beyond that, and I do it just split second after split second. So when they do an entire lifetime deletion, which is generally the first thing I do with somebody, they'll tell me things are gone that they've been trying maybe 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, or 60 years to eliminate.
Now, are you willing to take call-ins, by the way, on the show tonight?
Yeah, I can take call-ins. I generally, when I'm doing it on the radio like this, because some things are a little more complicated, that's why I do, you know, my workups with people, and they, you know, they contact me on a private basis. But generally, on the radio, I like to do, you know, maybe back pain, low back whiplash, injuries they've had, or maybe dental pain. And I like to stick with pain, but we can't just do that in my work. I can also delete the pain and the imprints of, say, broken hearts. You may have had one or 30 broken hearts. I can delete that in seconds. And you will tell me, when I do this, people tell me, it's gone. There is no more pain. Or, you know, daddy or mama beat you and locked you in a closet for 20 years and, you know, you were suffering all that time. I can delete, or you were in Vietnam or Gulf War, whatever. I can delete the imprint. I check it. I muscle test it. I find the weakness. I delete it. And I'm used to people telling me it's gone. The pain, and I try to get them to get the pain back, whether it's a mental or an emotional or a physical pain. And they shouldn't be able to get it back if the whole imprint's gone, and that's what I'm used to, you know, happening here.
Okay. Well, for those interested, the number is 646-478-0377. And, you know, it's funny. I mean, you were talking about pain. I have something that's bothered me since 2003. I have tinnitus in my right ear. And
And I didn't mean to interrupt you there. You know, tinnitus can have a number of causes. It can have toxicity in the hepatic flexure of the colon. It can be exhausted adrenals and thyroid. It can be a jaw problem, dental problems, mercury. It can be an atlas occiput. So generally, I like to work with that, you know, with somebody when they, you know, on a basis, you know, that's not on the radio. And do all those causes, because that is one of the more complicated things, and complicated does not mean impossible, because I had tinnitus, and I learned a lot through getting rid of that. You know, that's only one thing that happened to me, getting rid of that. Mine was dental, among other things, dentally caused by somebody who made a mess of, you know, my bite. So there are, that's one of...
So you know the frustration of it. It's absolutely... Sometimes it's easy to deal with, you know. In my case, it came on suddenly in 2003, and I actually remember the moment it happened. And I was laying there in bed, and one night I suddenly heard a tone in my right ear, and it never left. And it's kind of funny. It has a way of, under a lot of stress, it really will tone up. And then when you know, I'm relaxed, it seems to go down. So it's just I've gotten used to it. You know,
yeah. Well, when we got on the phone just now, did you have the ringing, or had you had it today?
Pretty much today, it's been at a low level.
Yeah. Well,
I
do you have it?
Don't hear it anymore.
Do you have it right now? Because while you were talking, I did a deletion on you. I thought, well, I'll just go ahead and do this. It can be complicated, and it can take me doing some deletions on numerous, you know, frequencies. But is it better now?
Well, it's funny because the right side of my face feels a little warm, but
that happens nearly every time.
It feels like my sinuses are changing. I don't know what the heck to think about that.
Yeah. Things are linked. Things are linked together. And so people will tell me all the time that, well, this and this and this cleared up, and you just worked on this. I say, I just deleted a frequency and an imprint, and things can relate to, you know, one thing, 10 things, 1,000 things. And so they'll tell me many things clear up, and this happens over and over.
Well, I still got the tone, but what's odd is I'm actually feeling this. I feel on my right ear, like the eardrum is doing some awfully weird things, and I'm sort of blown away. I have a little pain in the jaw. I know part of why I had this happen. I actually had when I was married, I had someone who. Basically, there was an individual, the first husband of my ex-wife, came to the house and decided to get a little crazy, and ended up doing some crazy stuff to me, and we got the knockdown dragout, basically. I'm ashamed to say, but I broke 3 of his ribs, and he broke my jaw. So
that's wonderful.
it felt really good at the time because it really ticked me off.
So tell me, has the ringing in your ear stopped now?
It's almost gone.
Okay, good.
It's down to just a very low, little bit of high pitch.
My testing showed that was part of it, and that other part was toxicity in your colon. So I just deleted all of these imprints at once. So, you know, you can let me know today, tomorrow, the next day, if it's all gone. If it comes back, then you have other things linked into that. But I never know. Sometimes I tell people I work my way out of a job because, you know, I have to have new people all the time because, you know, they might have been going to their chiropractor for 40 years, and I see them once, and they'll say, well, you know, I don't need you. I don't need him. This happens.
It's kind of weird. I am feeling there's still a little bit of the ringing, but I'm definitely feeling like warm sensations in there. So I'll keep in touch with you on this because it's odd.
Sure.
I don't know what to think, but we do have a caller. I'm going to go ahead and take them and just see what we've got here. So 407 area code. We're going to bring
Hello.
You on.
Like
Hello,
you
you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty
good.
Have you got a question for John?
Yeah, I have a question. I was wondering, do you do addictions?
Well, I delete frequencies that are underlying causes of things. So instead of saying I treat addictions, which is making a claim, I never make a claim except that I delete imprints and harmonize. I've had people tell me that, you know, one session they quit smoking or this or that. So, and there are a lot of kinds of addictions, and they all have causes. It can be stress in the adrenals, toxicity. It can be a thyroid that's exhausted, which generally goes along with overweight with a lot of people. And, you know, I'll do one thing like this, and they'll tell me I lost 20 pounds last week, and I've been 300 pounds overweight for, you know, 20 years. So... It's pretty amazing.
Wow. Well, I suffer from addiction of...
And I'm not going to work with that tonight. I'm just going to work with things that are, you know, somebody has a... Right now, they call and they have a pain of some sort.
Yeah, I do now.
But if you call me, you know, regarding other things, you know, after I get my phone, email, web out, then, you know, we can maybe do some other work. But do you have a physical pain right now?
Oh, yeah, it's in my neck and my lower back. And when it gets cold, it's
okay, let's just take one area. Low back or neck? Which is it?
Neck.
So did you have a whiplash, or how did this start?
Yes, it was basically whiplash.
Okay, check and see if you have the pain now.
Yes, it's still there.
It's still, let's see, acid.
It's more on my left side.
Oh, okay, it's more on your left side. Okay, colon. I'm just going to delete a frequency cause in the large intestine here. Okay, see how it feels now.
It's still a little pinched, like pinched.
The question is, does it feel better?
Yeah, it feels better, yes.
Yeah, these things take, slowly. It can take, it can take a minute or two or so for things to cycle. And I've had callers call in, say, to a show later, and the host will call me up and say, hey, they called in and said their pain left, after the show was over. So the body has to cycle things sometimes. It's a little process.
Yeah, it's definitely not as bad as it was.
Okay, check again, see how it is.
It's still there, just a little bit.
So it's bad. You're saying it's going away.
Left shoulder. Oh yeah, it's not as strong as it used to be.
So you just let your body work on that, and it sounds like it's getting better. And if you really want lifetime of stuff, gone mentally, emotionally, physically, and as far as frequencies, you give me a ring. I'll be glad to talk to you.
Okay. I have one more question. Are you able to do you can open someone's psychic abilities? Can you work with that?
That's possible. You'd want to call me off the air for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just wondering if you'd do that.
Yeah,
for you to do.
Yeah, I had a lady the other day tell me after I worked on her, we did a whole workup and deletion, and she said I'm knowing this and I know that, and I'm following my intuition, and I'm hearing it and knowing, and she's out in LA, and she was just extremely happy. So there's your answer right there.
Yeah, because I've been working on connecting with the angelic realm, and
right.
I have a problem with trust, so I was wondering if
you could
help with that.
You might call me and talk to me off the air, because
yeah.
I want to take some more callers.
Yes.
I don't mean to cut you short, but I want to get some more people some help here. So
right.
Give me a ring, and I'll be giving out my number and my email address here and website. Okay.
Okay. All righty.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Thank I'm glad you called. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
And for that caller too, when you're dealing with wanting to open psychic ability, that's just something you really got to know why you want it to do that too. It's a lot of people have that gift, and it's something that can be developed. I think most anybody would be able to develop that over time. There's many ways of activating it, just like what John here is talking about. But I would caution you, be careful what you ask for, because you might just get it.
That's not my job either. I mean, I can do things you can't believe with this, truly. My job is, I want to see people healthy. I want them happy. I want the traumas of their life gone. I want their physical traumas gone. I want them to have a clear head. I want them to have income coming in when they have blocks. I mean, I've deleted people, frequency for writer's block and all sorts of things. This is virtually limitless what I am doing here. And if people can hear that, I've had people come up to me who said, I've got fibromyalgia, hurt all over. And I say, I don't diagnose fibromyalgia, and I don't treat it, but let me access it. I do my muscle test, and I sit right here, wherever they are in the world. I delete the imprint, and I am used to them telling me, the pain's gone.
Well,
it's just like
we've got two callers in queue here. Let's see. Let's 217 area code. You're going to be on, and if I can get the, here we go. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Judith, and I have several health issues, but...
Judith, do you have a pain? Because that's what I want to deal with right
yes,
now.
Yes, you do. Behind my knees and in my arms, my arms and legs.
Judith?
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to have to be a little more specific with me here. You have a pain in your knee. Did you have an injury?
In the back of the knees.
The back of both of your knees?
Yes.
Have you had this for years, or did you have an accident,
no.
or what?
No, it has just come on, and I'm trying to get over
it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you have the pain when you called?
Yes.
Do you? Okay, check. Check and see if you have it now. Just check.
Okay.
See if it's gone.
It's still there to some degree.
It's almost gone. Is that right?
Well, I noticed it was sitting up and down because that's when I noticed it the most.
Is the pain gone or is it almost gone?
It's almost gone.
See there? Yeah, see how you are. Yeah, and let me tell you, this happens all the time. I'll do this and people will, it's like there's something in your mind that says, well, I've had it so long, it can't be gone. I've got to see if I can find it. And people will say, well, now I think I still, or well, maybe it's, and the fact is it can either be virtually gone, and they can tell that it's going away, or it's gone, and they're searching for it.
I see.
This happens all the time, Judith. Tell me, is the pain gone now? Just see if it's there or not.
Pretty much so, I would say.
Okay. So there are causes, you know, for these things. We just did this one imprint. So, you know, if you want to delete a lifetime of stuff, you can call me, and we can delete things you can't, you know, we're talking physical imprints, emotional, mental, psychic, blah, blah, on and on.
What is your number?
Well, is it okay to give the number now, John?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me give you the phone number, the email, and the web page. Okay. The phone number is 325-829-3984.
Mm-hmm.
And the email is I'll just say it real quick first. LucasLukeAdams@hotmail.com. It spelled LucasLuc. Adams. It's LucasLukeAdams@hotmail.com. And I picked this out number-wise. And if you say it over and over, it'll make you happy and turn on your heart chakra. And I did that on purpose a few years ago.
Oh.
And the webpage is www.beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. And if you can't find it, just Google it and put in John Lucas Healer, and I kid you not, it'll probably come up three or four times on the first page you get.
Okay. Do you feel like that I could get well then?
It is my opinion that virtually anybody on the face of the earth can have their life back. Mm-hmm. I don't want to make a claim, so I have to, you know, say
no,
it correctly,
I've been
through prostate pain, bursitis, migraines, low blood sugar where I was nearly dead, pesticide poisoning. I've had abscessed teeth. I had a dentist medicine up my bite and put me in bed nearly for 2 years in pain and agony, and I had to study, you know, Chinese medicine and stuff. This has been such a road you cannot believe, and I don't have any of that stuff anymore. And now what took me years of learning and processing and developing into something I never knew I was going to be able to do, I can do eliminate these frequencies, if you would, in seconds, minutes, and, I went to years to do this, and somebody else, I give them, you know, they have an opportunity of having these imprints deleted in seconds to, you know, within 30 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. And we're talking a lifetime of things.
Mm-hmm.
Imprints. I call them imprints. That way I'm not treating some so-called, well, you know.
Does
you understand what I'm saying.
Anything to do with the voice vibration? When you
the voice, that's part of it. I access the voice also, and I delete the imprints in the voice, along with the imprints in the iris, and in the birth imprint, and beyond your birth, and intention. It goes farther than you can imagine,
mm-hmm.
and maybe I'll finish a book someday and do it. Right now, my goal, my job is to reach out to people right now while I'm working on everything else,
mm-hmm.
so they can have relief, let's say.
Well, I really appreciate talking with you, and I thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. And your knees, do they feel good?
It feels much better.
Much better. Okay, well, if they need to feel better, give them time, and if you need to call me, then you have my number.
All right, I appreciate it.
I'm glad you called in.
I am too.
You know, John, it's interesting because it sounds to me like you're working with, when you talk imprints, you're talking about, I read Rupert Sheldrake with morphogenetic fields, and, you know, things like this, you know, the quantum mechanical type, you know, rules that seem to operate behind these things. Is that sort of along the lines of what you're getting into?
This goes so far beyond that you can't believe it.
Yeah,
it goes through that. It goes through that and beyond that to fields of nothingness. I can't. It's difficult to explain. Maybe difficult to grasp. I don't know. I work on grasping it, and I'm the one doing it.
Yeah, there are
places of non-energy, like the nucleus of a cell, yet there's beyond the nucleus of a cell also. And the power there is beyond comprehension. And if you delete something there and link it all the way into your whole being and life, you can imagine the change to where, you know, you're born with all this garbage and stuff from ancestors and ancestors and people beyond and on, and you're born, you're never yourself, and when I delete this, you might say, I give you yourself back, the self you never knew, and plus the things that have happened to you in this life. You know, we delete that, whether you fell on your tailbone and you had migraines ever since and back pain, or you have a raging cold sore, and I delete the frequency and underlying frequency patterns, and you tell me, wow, you know, I have no more pain, and why it's all gone, without me, you know, saying, I don't treat cold sores, I don't do that. I just delete imprints. And if you tell me you feel good, and if you tell me you don't feel bad anymore from this and from that, then I think we're all happy. I kind of talk in circles sometimes because I really watch making some kind of a claim, and you understand that.
Yep. Well, we've got caller. I really appreciate you being on, and we've got a second caller out here waiting. So I thank you, Judith, for being on.
Thank you.
Okay, good night. And let's see, here we go. We have somebody, I recognize this number, it's a dear friend of mine, but I'll let her introduce herself. You're on the air.
Hi, John. It's Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Hello, Tracy. Oh, yeah, we're both
John. Hi, John and John.
Two different spellings. Yeah, okay.
That's right. John without an H and John with an H.
Yeah.
So John with an H. I have a pain, but first I have a question.
Uh-huh.
So would you call yourself a medical intuitive?
No, this is way, no. No, I tell people after you've been to them and it hadn't worked for you, then you can call me.
Right. Well, I've been to Medical Intuitive. I've had psychic healings and clearing of energy.
All the time. People call me who've been to them all the time, yeah.
So I've had several psychic healings, supposedly, with clearing the energy, and it does feel better for a time, but it's something that's been always come back after. You know, sometimes it's gone for a few weeks or months. One time it was even gone for a couple of years, but it's back again.
Uh-huh.
So, I have a pain in the back of my right shoulder blade, It goes up that whole muscle from my neck down to about the middle of my shoulder blade.
Yeah. So that is that what you're talking about? It's been your problem?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been to every kind of chiropractor, masseuse, psychic, medical intuitive, and I do home remedies also for the pressure points.
Well, when you called, did you have this pain?
It's at a low level today, but yes, okay. I have it.
Yeah, because, yeah, I don't want anybody to call that doesn't have a pain. Unless we're just going to, you know, answer a question, of course. Well, how does it feel now?
Yeah, it feels good right now. I'm moving my shoulder.
It feels
now.
Good.
Yeah, it feels not as tight.
Mm-hmm.
It's loosening up and the pain's going or gone?
It feels looser. It's usually a big knot about the size of a golf ball.
Uh-huh. And it's not let's say it's not normal for the pain to be gone. Is that right?
No, it's not normal for the pain to
be
gone.
You understand what I'm saying, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So is the pain gone now?
Right at this moment, yes, it is gone.
Right at this, well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that didn't take long, did it?
No.
Let me see. Injury, damage. Let me check something here. Gland, organ, gallbladder, liver, other organ, adrenal, bladder. So my testing shows that there was an imbalance in the imprints or frequencies in the bladder that had a lot to do with this or maybe totally to do with this.
Hmm.
And I deleted that, and I don't know if you need any, you know, I don't know if there's any other work. Of course, everyone who contacts me, they've been through a lifetime of stuff, and before their lifetime, too, and that's what I delete. Just now, I deleted something quick, and you said your pain's gone. I do that with mental, emotional, physical, blah, blah, you name it, and I don't treat a disease or anything. I just delete imprints. And if it's gone and you don't have to live with it anymore, then you don't have to live with it anymore. So, you know, I've had a lot of people call me who've been to chiropractors who do a great job. I've had great friends who are chiropractors, taught me a lot. I've taught them a little bit, you know, acupuncture, which is fantastic. And, I, you know, there are other realms out there I don't want to say anything about that people go to.
Mm-hmm.
But, they call me and, you know, it's like I told him, I said to John a while ago, yeah, I can work my way out of a job because they may call me and they never call me again, not that they don't like me. It's like they might send me an email and say, hey, I don't need you, I'm fine. And I'm used to this happening all the time. And their poor chiropractor doesn't get any more money out of them from
mm-hmm.
what they say.
How do you, I've had muscle testing done as well, but how do you do the muscle testing remotely?
That's a good question. I did over 30 years of hands-on muscle testing. Mm-hmm. I would get the people nobody else could help, and now I just sit here and I use my hands. Yeah, I could use my earlobe if I want. It doesn't matter. And I muscle test whoever, wherever. I can do check your cat, your kitty, your parakeet. It doesn't matter. And I can do exactly the same thing. Clear your house. If you walk in your house and it feels like horrible every time you walk in, I can delete the imprint in your house. Everything in your house, all the imprints negative, and harmonize it when you walk in every time. It's going to feel clear every time after that because I delete all this. It really doesn't matter that the limit. I don't really find limits to this. So,
but when you do the muscle testing, are you just doing it in your mind, or are you touching something with your hands?
I can do it in my mind. That just takes that's a little more struggle, but I can do it. But I just use my hands, and I'm just checking. Yeah, and I'll give it strength and weakness, but it's not at your regular levels. This is in holographic patterns, beyond holographic patterns, beyond your birth imprints, like in your chart, if you know what a chart is.
Yes.
And I also delete all the negative aspects and charts for people who want that. And it shows up and harmonize that. And so things don't show up again and again and again in their life. I delete those imprints. So
but how
if you got a chart you hate, how am I doing? I can't tell you.
No,
how
do you
I'm
tune
doing.
In to me just because I'm on the phone with you?
Well, I don't even have to ever know you. All I have to do is know you exist. I can never hear your voice. Your Aunt Josie can say, hey, that she knows you and you got a problem, and I can do the same thing. It doesn't matter. just like the kitty cat laying on my bed. I worked on this kitty, and one who comes up very often out here who was scrawny 3 months ago, looked like he was nearly dying. Now this flipping cat looks like a lion now. He is huge. He doesn't limp. He's furry. His fur must be 3 inches long. And, yeah, I just said, you know, I do this with animals because who's going to do it? And I don't think your veterinarian can do it. And I deleted his parasite, injury, damage, trauma, all this stuff, because cats get into stuff, and so do people. And I just did that. So it doesn't much matter, if you're living, or if your ivy plant in the living room or is living, we can do the same thing. It doesn't really matter.
Interesting.
Well, how did you get into this? There's a story behind this that I'm just dying to know.
Well, there's a long story, and of course, I guess you personally have some up in front of you there. I had to find all the different people over the years, because I did. I had migraines, and I had low blood sugar, and my joints were snapping and popping. And the medical doctor, who was a wonderful guy, he did what he did. He was in a field where he didn't know what to do, and he said, "John, some of us just get old quick." And I was in my 20s, and when he said that, something clicked inside. I remember that moment. Something clicked. I said, "Wait a minute, there's something, and I've got to find it." And that journey, I think it started right then. And with meeting the right people, I started getting better. From a genius chiropractor who did some kinesiology, and a friend who was an RN who gave me vitamin injections, and it was a long, slow, hard. It's been a road I can't relay on the phone. It's been so long. Take a thick book, but now I can do things in seconds and minutes or an hour that I could have done it back then, and it wouldn't have taken me 35 years of all this.
So it all started with your own issues, and then then just translated into how long has this been going on for you? You've been working.
That started in the 70s, and I was going to college, and I was going to be an entertainer, and I was a vocal music major, and studied art and theater, and I studied who knows how many things, and then life took this road of having to get well, and the search is what led me to what I'm doing now.
Well, it sounds like you've had it sounds like you love what you do, too.
I love what I do. I love what I do. People tell me, well, what about my karma? I say, I don't care about your karma. Whatever it is, I delete all the way back wherever it started and beyond. It's like that. And they say, well, you maybe shouldn't interfere. I say, well, if a train hits you, did it interfere with you? Yes. Well, if somebody came up and picked you up and nursed you to health, did they interfere with you? Yes. And what was one negative? Yes. Was one positive? Yes. Did you ask for either one? No. But you got both of them? Yes, you did. So for those who have the karma thing, I can pretty much answer it that way. Like, you know, you just, like John Lennon said, you know, let it be. It just is. Like Popeye said, he said, "I am what I am." Things are the way they are, and you just go with the flow. So I figure I'm here and I'm doing this, and if I come along and you're looking for something and you don't know what to do, I figure, well, maybe this is the answer for you.
Okay, well, we've got another caller, and I'm leaving the other callers on the air, so if they want to interject at any one point,
I wanted to say one more thing.
Oh, go ahead, Tracy.
I still feel the pain, but it's moved to a different location.
Well,
maybe you should call
me off the air.
The
I would really delete it.
Well, now it went to the other side of the shoulder blade. It was on the inner side, now it's on the outer side.
Well, you know, the body adjusts, and when I'm not doing a whole workup lifetime deletion, then you may have symptoms that you might not have when I do that.
Yeah,
but
well, I feel
body
I mean,
goes
I feel
through
something
these cycles.
Different. Yeah.
Yeah, it goes through cycles of change, and when it starts to adjust, you'll feel this and you feel that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're an aware person and you know your body at all, you can feel all these different things happening. And,
yeah, I do feel something happening.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Do you feel better?
Well, it's like it shifted. It shifted to a different spot.
It's like when your chiropractor adjusts you. Let's say you've got a curvature in your spine, your upper back, and you've got an S curve, and he adjusts you. He says, look, you're going to go through some changes because you have an S curve over to your left, and it wants to come back to the right and be normal in the center. And the muscles and the tendons and the ligaments and the fascia and the connective tissue, all of this is going through adjustments. Well, if you do this kind of work, I don't want to make a claim. My feeling is you won't experience so much of that kind of a thing. But the thing is, when the body goes through a long-term healing like that, then you're aware of the changes, just like you're already aware of things happening in your body.
Yes.
What I like in people is I like to work with them. I like them to say, hey, no symptoms, I feel great. And that's when I'm really doing, you know, the whole overall, the whole life and beyond stuff. So, but I'm glad you're feeling the differences. So watch, and I hope you stay in.
Yeah.
I hope you get in contact with me. And you know, I tell people, you know, I don't care if your daddy beat you up, you were raped 1,000 times, you were in 4,000 car accidents. Let me delete the frequencies. I think you'll be amazed beyond your belief, and I think you'll have your life back. It's like that.
That sounds wonderful.
Okay. Well, we've got area code 407 is calling in, so I'm going to go ahead and bring them on. And hello, caller. I hope you're on the air. Are you?
Hello.
Yeah. Welcome aboard.
Hello. Hi. I just had a question, too. Do you do something with guilt?
Well, their treatments are different. They're different treatments. I don't have a whole lot. It's just there is a pattern that comes up for people, basically, and everyone does. There are differences. But I delete the imprints of emotions, and I don't want to guarantee you, but if I were going to guarantee you, I would guarantee you that when I delete it, that you can't get it back while I have you on the phone when I'm doing my work with you. I will test them, and I'll say, well, do you feel it? Can you get it back? Well, do you remember when your mama screamed at you for 20 years and your life was terrible and you were locked up in that? You know, I'm being extreme here, but you get the bad feeling, and Susie or Sam will say no, and that's the way I want. When I hit the delete button and I delete the imprint of that frequency, I expect you to say, I can't get it back anymore. It's like that. So I don't care if it's guilt or anger or fear or anxiety or apprehension, or you know, you can name 1,000 emotions. I want it to not be there, and I have no doubt that it can be gone. Gone.
Well, the only thing I have bothering me right now is I get the cold sores a lot.
Yeah, and that's a frequency. And I've had people tell me when I delete imprints in their being, their body, of underlying causes of those symptoms. Once again, I won't claim to treat something. They all have so far told me that they don't get the symptoms anymore. And they will tell me then when I'm working with them, whoa, the pain is gone, the burning's gone. And I just access the imprints and the frequencies. And if there's no frequency, the phone that you're talking on doesn't exist. Einstein knew that. Atomic microscopes show that. Everything, the bed you sit on, the chair, everything is an imprint and a frequency, and that's what I do. I delete those. So
yeah,
things that you think you have to live with, I don't think you have to live with.
I have them now, and I usually get them when I'm under a lot of stress or before my body gets sick or gets, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I understand.
Fever.
I know. I've seen this for 30 years. You know, you might want to take down. I hope you take down my number and my email and contact me. And I think if you do, I think you're going to be really happy with the results. You know, that you experience. I won't work with that on the air now, but if you do that, I think you're going to be happy. I tell people it's all up to you, you know. So
right. You can work on finances as well.
On what?
Finances.
Oh,
money.
Yeah. Everything has a pattern, and you're born with patterns, and there are patterns before you're born. And I've had people, I've done my work, they'll call me the next day and say, this real estate deal, it never was going to go through. Well, the guy called me, and it happened the next day. And these kind of things happen all the time. And I just tell people, I say, please stay in touch with me. I want to know what happened. But if you have a block or a feeling about money or something, and I have you on the phone, we're actually doing our work, I tell you, when I'm doing this, I will ask you, is the feeling there? Do you feel poor anymore? Do you feel like you can't sell the house? Do you feel like nothing's going to happen? And it's normal, as far as I'm concerned, for them to tell me right then, I can't feel poor anymore. I can't feel like I don't have money. I delete the cause, the underlying pattern. And if there's no charge there, and, you know, essentially this is a charge, like an electric charge, and it goes beyond that. But if that's not there, then you can't feel those feelings anymore. And you're not going to be pulling those negative things anymore. Ain't going to happen. You can't pull them. And then what I expect is things in your life to start to turn around. And I more than once, people call me the next day and tell me stuff. And I just say, well, you know, just watch over a period of time. Because so many things, you know, can change in your entire life when things are there, not there anymore that were there. There were a big wall for you all of your life, even before your birth.
It almost sounds like you're working with, you know, beyond power of mind, that you're working with actually transforming or transmuting matter. I mean,
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but wow, that's a great way to put it. Transmuting matter and beyond matter. You go beyond even matter so that what is beyond matter actually allows the matter itself to transmute.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's like, because, you know, all matter is made up of energy, you know, it's just basically crystallized energy. So you're basically, when you talk about frequencies, you're talking about the rate of vibration of you know, something, and you're basically affecting that in some way, you know, and you're doing it for the positive. You're doing it in a way that's...
Totally. And I go beyond the matter. And when I go beyond the matter and make the change is made also in the matter, the imprint of the matter. So it's going beyond what most people think about in working with matter and going to those, you know, cause. It's deeper than what I can... You know, we could talk for several hours trying to explain that. We don't need to do that. The idea is delete the charge. Delete the format of what's going on, like it's a blueprint. And we delete the blueprint. If there is no blueprint, you can never build something. If we delete the blueprint, it accesses what's into you have going on and deletes that. Guess what's going to happen in what's going on with you? If there never was a blueprint and you're experiencing something and I delete that, it becomes as if what you're experiencing never happened. That's why the bad feelings go away and the pains go away.
Well, it's odd because since you did the thing with my ear, I'm just having really wild changes in the frequency. Of the usual tones, and that's it's been kind of odd because my sinuses feel funny. I've been having a change in the ear. It's like somebody's rolling a tuning fork different frequencies on me, and I have a mild headache. So it feels like something's happening in there. And I'm not overly worried about it because I've done something similar to this in the past, and it worked really pretty well on a different thing. But, yeah, a different sort of, you know, physical issue I was having. But this is unusual. I mean, it feels very warm. It would be almost on the inside, like something's warming the inside of my ear. So I think it's just something that's just taking a little time to work through. But, you know, I think tomorrow will be a very telling day.
Yeah, I do some work, and of course, of deleting the emotional imprints, and I also input people's colors. We're all born with a format of colors. We should each have these at 100%. And if you're born with 2%, say of a certain color like blue, then you're low. You should have 100%. You have this tendency to have kidney problems, emotional problems, knee and ankle and joint problems. If you have too much red and not enough blue, you can be violent, enraged, and you just can't stop yourself. Plus, you have all these other symptoms. And I input colors that you should have had when you were born. And I even augment them. And one lady, she was an RN. I did this for her. She sat next to me, and she started crying. And I'm looking, and she looked like she was in ecstasy. She said, "John, my jaw is rewiring." I had no clue she had had this jaw problem for years. And she said her pain just had all gone.
Wow.
That was from imprinting her colors back. And, you know, that's just a couple of little things about color. There's so much, and I do it, and it doesn't take long to do it. And you know, you just like her, you tell me your results.
Yeah, when you're talking about the colors, you're talking about basically auras, the human aura.
Well,
which,
I'm talking about colors. I'm talking about colors. This is more than your aura. This is way beyond the books that you read, and this isn't working in adding a little. This is imprinting what wasn't there, and it is there. It's just like when you delete something, that frequency is not there. That's why I tell people this is not therapy. This is deleting. This is imprinting.
You're taking a, so somebody that does have an injury, let's say that I have a torn ligament, okay, and I don't right now, so. But let's say I had a torn ligament, and you come along and you know, do this work that you do. It's basically going to undo the tear.
Well, I delete the frequency. I can't tell you, a medical blah blah diagnosis thing or something like that.
Yeah,
claim.
Right.
I won't ever cross that line. I'll say it 1,000 times. But it deletes the imprint, and you just have to watch and see how your body does, and you know, if your pain is gone instantly, you know, perhaps maybe you might tell me 6 weeks or a month or whatever later, you might say, "Wow, you know, it's all healed up." I don't know. You might tell me in 10 seconds. I don't know. I just delete that fire, that frequency that's in there, and it ain't there no more. It is not. It is gone. As long as it's there, there is no way that you can heal in a way to where you are absolutely, totally whole.
Can you work with...
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Am I
yeah,
still
sure.
on?
Yeah, you're still
can
on.
You work with blood? Like infection, if you get a blood infection
okay.
Blood cells?
Well, since you asked that, I won't make a medical claim. Yeah.
Right.
At the same time... Everything is a frequency. I don't care if it's Infection Joe from Alabama or, you know, the Hoochie Coochie disease or whatever, Candida. I don't care what you give the name to it. I don't care the thousands of names they give things. There are just imprints. I just check for these imprints. I delete that frequency, and then you tell me your result. It's like that. You think of the problem. And so I just tell people, look, if you got, I could try and explain this to you forever. But if you're at the point to where you're looking and you don't know where to look, why don't you try this? Because I have people over and over and over, one after the other, who say, I have tried this and this and this and this and this and this and this. And then they call me and they say, wow, you know, it's done, just like that.
John, is this using, like, the code method from the Bible?
No, I'm not doing any of that.
Mm-hmm.
I am muscle testing as I sit here at levels that I can't explain and deleting imprints, frequencies, causes, blueprints, the charge and what is going on, whether it is a severe emotional blueprint, a physical thing, a truck hit, rear-ended you and knocked you over a cliff and you were in pieces for 10 years and they put you together, I delete all of the imprints there so that so your body can be as good as it can be. Sounds like the Marines, doesn't it? Be as good as you can be. So I just tell people, you name it, I am still basically doing the same thing. And what have you got to lose? I don't know. But this is all I do. This is all I do. And I change the imprints in your chart, in your birth. I delete the old negatives. I can put in the positive. That sounds like a song from the 30s, I think, or the 20s. Look at my website. You know, the website, can I give that out again?
Yeah, go ahead.
The website is www.beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. And that's J-O-H-N, johnlucas.com. There are no spaces in there anywhere. And the email is lucaslukeadams@hotmail.com, and that's LucasLukeAdams, lucaslukeadams@hotmail.com. And the phone number is 325-829-3984. And emails are what I really like the best, but whatever works is what works. So as long as you're looking to contact me, then I try to be available. And if you don't get me and you're calling me, then do leave a message, because I rarely take calls as soon as they come in. I get myself situated where I can really focus and talk to the person.
Okay, well, with that, we have another caller from the 431 area code. I'm going to go ahead and bring them on and wait for the magic little thing. Okay, caller, you're on the air, 431 area code. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, my name is Benjamin. I'm calling from Austria.
Hello, Benjamin.
Benjamin from Austria, hello. I know that voice.
Yeah, I type in a question. I was asking you something that I wanted to ask the other day. I was asking about this astrology and karma, whether you deal with that also.
Well, I delete the imprint of your birth. And things that you do not even know. I mean, you know, there are things out there beyond all these planets and things that they know, and I delete all of the negative inharmonics there of any kind. And then I change, you know, the ones that are harmonious, I augment those and even change the negative ones into positive. And that's a whole, you know, treatment, if you would, that I do. So it's deleting and that keeps you from banging. You know, the things are gone that were there to keep you banging your head against the wall, doing the same things over and over, and the things showing up again and again in your life. That is what I delete, all of that stuff that you were born with.
Okay. Yeah, understood.
Well, it's our first international caller. It's good to hear from Austria.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've worked with him already, so he heard me on a different radio show, I think, in L.A. Or I'm not sure which show it was. Maybe it was yours. I don't know, but I know him. So
John,
I haven't met him, and I know him.
John.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is Judith. I was wondering, my daughter's here, and she has a lot of pain all the time in her shoulders.
Well, put your daughter on there, would you?
It's Anastasia.
Hi, John.
Natasha?
Mama, listening to this great show, Anastasia.
Anastasia.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Beautiful name.
Well, what's going on with you, Anastasia? Great name. I love that. That's nice. What's going on with you?
I ate something today that I shouldn't have, and it caused like kind of a fibromyalgia reaction, so my shoulders are bothering me quite a bit.
Did they diagnose you with fibromyalgia?
Not officially, no.
A thought may be that you might want to contact me off the air for some other work. Yeah, I cannot tell you the things, the unbelievable so-called miracles with this, you know. So anyway, so you have, basically you have what pain? Just what pain do you have?
Well, it just feels like your shoulders are kind of in knots, and it runs up the neck and then in your sinus area in the head.
Okay. Let's see, was that... Not sure what all the causes are. See how it feels now.
It's a little better.
Non-existent. Was it mental, emotional, physical, gland, organ? My testing showed that it was toxins. Bacterial frequency, and I deleted that, and I put that into your experience. See how it is now.
No, it is better. Still a little tight in the shoulder area, but it is better.
Yeah. You got to give it a few seconds, huh? So people say, "I want the miracle right now." Well, can you wait a couple of minutes?
Oh, sure.
It's like that. Yeah. But I've suffered for 40 years. Well, can you wait 2 minutes? It's like that. I've had this happen many, many times. So there were some toxins there, and my testing shows there are other things. I get frequencies for candida. You know what that is?
Yes, I do.
And structure, injury, emotional, psychic. I get a lot of things. I'm just checking things real quick with you, just to show you there's a lot there in your being. And if you want it gone, please contact me. But as far as this one thing, is it gone yet? See if it's all gone.
Just about.
It's almost all gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I find many times things take like 1 to 2 minutes, and many times it's just instant.
Yeah.
I think with Mercury retrograde, for some reason, it seems like things that are usually instant are taking like 1 to 2 minutes.
Well, that's nice for this, because for the computer, it's not.
Yeah, and you said computer. There are so many people out there who have this diagnosis of carpal tunnel, and they say it's your computer. Oh, give me a break. Carpal tunnel, you have meridians running through your wrist, one for the adrenal, one for the thyroid. If you're under massive stress, and you have been, or you're born with stress, or born weakened from ancestors who've been under stress, then you'll have weakness in the meridian energy through there. And then when you do things, after a while, you can't handle it anymore. Whereas somebody who had not been through that stress, they could, do 200 years, they could sit at a computer, wouldn't affect them at all. I've had people in their 80s, I balance through there, and they will tell me, wow, the pain, it's all gone. And they were going to go, be sliced and diced, and you know what I mean there.
Oh, yeah.
What they do to your wrist and all that.
Oh,
and even
God.
If you've had that done, I can still delete the trauma frequencies and injury and adhesion frequencies and all there, that and activate your body to do things you can't believe as far as harmonizing itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thank
How do you.
You
feel now? How do you feel now?
No, better. The shoulders are still awfully tight, but I think I probably have a lot of stuff going on as well.
Oh, give me just a second. I want to do one more thing. I'm going to delete the frequency for acids. Let me do this real quick. Okay. Now. Now see how they feel. You say shoulders. I don't know if you mean your back, your shoulder blades, your shoulders. But tell me if what you were experiencing, is it gone now? See if it's better or gone now.
It's better. It's still kind of deep in there. It's blades mostly.
Uh-huh. So you have to give it a little more time. But you're doing better, and the body has to go through a process of cycling things.
Yes.
And you know, maybe there are other underlying things, and there may not be. So
okay.
Stay in touch with me or John here and let us know, because it happens all the time. They'll call a show later and say, hey, it went away. It just took it a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no problem. I'll be able to forward that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Anastasia.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, and we have a 304 area code. I think this is my friend from Hillbilly Hauntings, so I'm going to go ahead and bring him in. And, caller, you are on the air.
You better believe it. The only state in the union has got one whole area code.
Good to have you on.
Good to be here.
All right.
You sound like John Wayne, so where are you?
Oh, West by God, Virginia.
West Virginia. What's going on?
Oh, freezing to death.
Other than that?
I've been given the whole fibromyalgia thing from the VA.
Wow.
It's like I have full-body arthritis. Every joint in my body kills me. Every last one.
If you want to do any work with that, then you're going to have to call me off the air. Because when I do something like this that people are really chronic, I want to be able to follow up with them. And I'm amazed every time. You know, with what they tell me, you know, is has occurred. So I won't make any claims, but, yeah, I will not address this on the phone.
Oh, not a problem, man.
Yeah, if you just had, a simple low back pain or something, I would eliminate a frequency, and then you could tell us, you know, or something like that. But, you know, if you want to contact me, you can, and you know, do things, in my opinion, do them right. With something like this, it's a little deeper.
Oh, sure thing.
Yeah.
All right. And we have his. Let's see. We have. I think your information was posted there, and I'm going to make sure that we've got that also posted on my website, so that Hillbilly can get in contact with you. So just making sure we've got that recorded. And so, is there anything else, Hillbilly? I mean, are there any other pains that you might be having?
Well, that's pretty much it. I'm just screwed up, basically. You know, the Army did a number on me after 10 years. So,
oh,
I hope you call me. I'd like to talk to you.
Oh, I will.
And trust me, I know what the. Let's just say the powers that be out there can do to someone.
Very much understand. Wrong, brother.
Yeah.
Well, Hillbilly, hey, thanks for your service, by the way. Really appreciate it.
Hey, I did it for people like y'all, so don't thank me.
Well, yeah, the thanks is coming anyway, because I work around military all day long, and trust me, it's appreciated. So.
I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Y'all have a good one.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. Thanks for calling. You know, John? John?
Yeah.
These guys go to Vietnam, and they go to Gulf War and all these places, and, you know, they get injected, detected, neglected, and all that stuff, and all these chemicals put into them. And then they go over there, and they breathe all these chemicals in the air, and they don't have protection they're supposed to have, and their gas masks don't work, and they don't have suits to protect them from chemicals. So I could talk for hours about this, and you know, I wish those guys would find me and call me, I wouldn't make a claim, of course. But you'll let me delete these imprints and frequencies in them for all of these other frequencies that have hit them, and watch and see what happens with them. You know, because I've had pesticide poisoning. I had Agent Orange in my system. I had things I could tell you unbelievable, and I don't have in my system anymore. So I hope some of them are listening, and I hope that they'll call me. And who's gonna help? Who's gonna help them?
I mean, I grew up in the military industrial, defense research and that kind of thing. And my dad was actually Army Chemical Corps, and so I know what hillbillies talking about.
Oh yeah.
Stuff. And a lot of the guys that practically all, except for one person, all of the guys that my dad worked with are all dead from, you know, the things that they've worked with.
Yeah, it's like, Joyce Riley, you know her name, right?
I've heard the name.
Joyce Riley? Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you. This woman has worked for years defending the military and the soldiers and exposing things. The woman, I think she has her own radio show, but she's been on Coast to Coast, another, you know, major show, many times. And, I understand listening to her even more what these guys have gone through. And I sit there and listen. I think, gosh, I wish some of these guys could find me and experience this and watch and see what happens with them. You know, all I can say is I delete these frequencies. But, I've had many, many chemicals in my body, and they were gone in an instant in me. Mercury, in an instant. I went from exhaustion to my energy just back in seconds. And
now, do you find that when that happens, when you talk about removing these things in an instant, that the body almost has a tendency to cling to that old pattern, and it kind of misses it almost?
Well, if I delete a frequency and I delete the imprint in the body, there is no imprint. There is no charge to cling to anything. It doesn't exist.
But if their mind...
It's as if you never had that blueprint come into your body.
Okay. Now, but, in the case where it takes a little longer, for example, my case here, I have a very low amount of the tinnitus left, okay? So I'm having just a little bit of frequency, but not as much as I had when I started the show, and then you did what you did.
Yeah,
but I'm having. Oddly enough, I when I do my shows, I always have a big full thing of water with me. I've been drinking water like a cuss here.
Yeah.
And I don't usually drink that much, but I've been pulling water like crazy. So I hope I haven't been making noises while you guys have been sucking on straw.
Oh, terrible noises! Terrible. No, I haven't heard a thing. No.
Okay.
I'm sitting here, drinking water and drinking root beer, and so if you're not hearing me, or if they're hearing me, it doesn't matter either way. As long as the point gets across to people.
Yeah, it's just does the body when you do some of these? Does the body obviously react in some way to the shift and the change?
I wouldn't say react. I'd say most people tell me they just feel good again. Or this or that slowly it dissipates. It's rare anybody tells me that there's a little this or that, a little shift. And I'm not doing whole lifetime deletions here. I'm just doing little quick things. Not that they're little. It's just they're quick, but there are a lot of bases to cover in harmonizing the entire being. And that's the job that I really do when I do my work, for real, with someone, if it's for real on the phone, but I'm talking about the lifetime work and the imprint for a whole blueprint that you were born with, and all of these things are for your job and your work. If you experience a little symptom, I understand that. You just keep drinking your water. And if you want to do the real work, then we can do that also. I tell people also, if you have some symptom left, or it comes back, or you have something else, don't judge what I'm doing here by all of the things you didn't get. We didn't even go there. We did something that may link into them, and maybe even all of them will be better just from doing one little thing. But even so, there's a lifetime of things that we delete in these imprints. And people are not used to somebody talking in the terms of frequency or imprint or blueprint. But, you know, Einstein understood this stuff. And this is the real of the real. And we even take this beyond real to where before it became real, you might say. And it sounds like riddles, but it's not. And if you have relief, you know it's not a riddle.
Well, I know about spooky action at a distance, as they say, and quantum mechanics has raised around some... Yeah, I had Project Paperclip scientists from World War II come into the house for dinner, and they talked some awfully strange things. So, you've never lived till you've had a Nazi at the table saying some things that you just go, what?
Uh-huh.
I've had that happen. It's a little different, but...
I can comprehend this, yes.
Anyway, we are down to 3 minutes, and I want to thank you for a really good show. A lot of call-ins, and again, if you want to go ahead and give your contact information, go ahead.
Okay, well, I'll give the website first. It's www.beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. And if you can't find it that way, just put in John Lucas Healer. John Lucas, kinesiology and physics. You're going to get it on either the first, second, or third page. It's going to come up. You're going to find probably one or several things. And the email address is lucasLukeAdams@hotmail.com, and that is spelled lucasLukeAdams@hotmail.com, and the phone number is 325-829-3984, and I hope to hear from people. Emails are appreciated.
Okay, and I will also make sure to get that information out on our website and have that all squared away. So, John, thank you very much for coming on, and thank you for the healings that you've done. It's been a very interesting night, and I do feel different. It's very odd. I'll definitely email you and let you know what I think here as tomorrow morning. And I think by tomorrow morning I won't have tinnitus, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, watch and see. If you don't, then wonderful. If you do, then you might want to do something else. So you can email me or call me, either way. So whatever works.
Okay. All right, my friend. Well, thank you very much. We got 1 minute left, and going to go ahead and run the shout-outs to the chat room here. We've got Kathy. We've got Kathy from my sweetheart from Kathy's Distant Echoes. She's another great radio show out here on Blog Talk. We've got Abia. I hope I said it right. Abia, A-B-E-A. Bella Rose, Dominica Amore, Dominica Amore, Hillbilly Hauntings, my good friend there, and again, thank you for your service, my friend, Luna Woman over here right near me, who went a little bit of ghost hunting today with me, so got that going. We're just rolling down to the last part, and we are going to have another show tomorrow. We're going to be having author Lana Ia Lee is going to be here to discuss her new novel, Skulls of Salvation. She'll be with us tonight at 8 o'clock tomorrow. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody out there again. And I think my friend Kathy wants me to do a show with her. She's popping up here. So I'll be doing another radio show with her. So with that, this is Ghostwriter Paranormal Radio. We're going to go ahead and sign off for tonight and thank John Lucas for being with us and wish him a good evening. And we are going to be off the air. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you,
Thank you very much.